chapter 16. Looking forward tonight to talking about our new theme for the year. And you'll get it by the scripture we're leading to, kind of where we're headed. And very familiar. Most Christians, if you've been saved very long, have heard this verse before. This will be our theme verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. Paul says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, and be strong. Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for this time we can come and to gather around your word. We do pray that as we look at our theme for this year, that Lord, first off, that it would honor and glorify you, that our church member, our church families would be lifted up and edified because of it, because of the theme, because of the emphasis. And Lord, we do ask that you would again lead and direct us this year in each ministry, whether it's our revival meetings, special conferences, down to the very thing of keeping the yard of the church. I pray, Lord, that it would just all honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. As we look at the sidewalls, we notice our three purposes again, and we want to keep those in front of you. As a church, we are to love God. And of course, as individuals, we ought to love God. And knowing that God is our Creator, that He is the sovereign Creator, the supreme being in the universe, that we ought to get to know Him more. We ought to learn of Him and love Him and so forth. And then growing together, that's part of that edifying and growing in Christ. That growing together is something we continue to do throughout the rest of our Christian life. You never get to the end of growing in the Lord Jesus Christ. You never arrive, right? You're continually growing. And then serving others. And that was our emphasis this past year, was serving others, doing good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. And we emphasized service. I kind of went back in our themes several years back and noticed that most of the time our themes dwell on the first two purposes, loving God and growing together. And we've had very few themes on serving others. So I'm going to start watching that a little better and make sure that we kind of keep that balance. We certainly want to keep it balanced and emphasize the serving others aspect of our purpose as Christians and as a church. And this year, our emphasis will be on the center one, on growing together. On growing together. Again, we see this standing firm, or stand firm in the faith. Stand fast. It means to stand firm. Knowing what you believe and why. I think I've told you several times, you've heard me say that a preacher a long time ago told me, they don't want to know that. They don't want to know why and so forth. They just preach good little sermons that'll keep everybody comfortable. I mean, that's what he was telling me. So no, I want to, the philosophy ministry I've always had is, I want to preach to people what they believe and what the Bible teaches and why they believe. You ought to be able to know, you ought to be able to answer the question of why. If you use the King James Bible, which we do, you ought to be able to answer why we do that. If you want to answer why we believe in the virgin birth, you ought to be able to answer why we believe that, and so forth. You ought to be able to answer those questions yourself. Somebody asks you about salvation, you ought to be able to answer that yourself. Amen? Not just the preacher's job. And there was a day and age where a lot of times it's because my preacher said so, and that shouldn't be the case. Or that's maybe more precisely, that's what my church believes. Not about what your church believes, it's what the Bible says. It's what the Bible says. Is the Bible, what does the Bible say? And then this is why I believe the way I believe. And so we'll emphasize that a lot this year. We will emphasize the fundamentals, though this time around we had a theme four years back called the foundation, or our foundation. And that dealt a lot with the fundamentals of the faith. We are going to bring those out and deal with those again. By the way, we ought to deal with those every year. Fundamentally, what we believe, why we are fundamental independent Baptists. Fundamental means we believe in the fundamentals of the faith. Just like a coach teaches basketball and teaches the fundamentals that I had a hard time learning, I want to learn the fundamentals of the faith, those very basic doctrines that makes everything else work. And so we touch on that, but more than that this year, I want to touch on other doctrines, other teachings, other things that we believe and that we hold firm to that are slipping today in our society, that are slipping today in most churches around us. I'm going to try very hard not to bash other churches and so forth, but I do want us at Heritage to know why we do what we do. I think it needs to be covered. Why do we have traditional services? Is what we're doing our preference and what others are doing their preference? I think that needs to be covered. It needs to be covered. And I want to attempt to do that this year. Why we use traditional music, that ought to be covered. You ought to know why we do that. Amen. These are areas in other churches that have just slipped away. And many other churches where anything goes, everything goes, and that's the society which we live in. I got to talk to Brother Lee after the service this morning, and him and I were talking about what he deals with in Brazil. And the movement down there, like the movement we have here, of just a laying down, if you would, of any kind of standards, of any kind of Christian morality, Christian holiness, just saying, hey, Christians can live just like the world lives, anything goes. I mean, we're seeing that today here in America, right? You cannot disagree with that. I mean, that is just a fact. And why do we still hold to holiness? Why do we still believe, as I preached this morning, that a Christian ought to look different, act different, smell different? I mean, a Christian ought to be a Christian. They ought to be Christ-like. And we live in a society today where that is not being taught. And then when it is being taught, it's basically said, well, nobody's perfect, move on. That's what they say. Church after church after church. And yes, nobody's perfect, but you don't move on. You get down on your knees and you cry out to God and you say, Lord, I want to be like you. Lord, help me. I want to be like you. And these are the things we want to address. I want to address some of those things that the end time churches, the Bible speaks about in the end times, they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. We live in that day and age of churches who are simply here to make people feel good, and they're appealing. They're called seeker-sensitive churches. They find out what the congregation wants. They give that to them. I don't want to be a seeker-sensitive church, and we're not. We are a Christ-centered church. We don't want to do what feels good for the congregation. We want to do whatever would glorify God. And we're going to continue down that road. But listen, we can get up here and rant and rave about it and flex our muscles. I'm an independent fundamental Baptist, and, you know, we need to know why. We really do. You say, well, preacher, you think you got the answer for all of it? I'm not saying I have the answer for all of it. And there's still some gray areas that we're not going to be able to just nail down exactly. But there ought to be a few things that you ought to know and why concerning the day and age in which we live. And we're not going to preach on it every week. I got about 6 messages on that type of topic I want to preach this year. And Brother Wiggins is going to help me with one of them. And so we'll look forward to doing that. And we actually talked about covering one of them maybe on a Wednesday night and doing it over doing a series and maybe allowing Brother Wiggins to teach that. Not allowing him. I want him to teach that and go through it. We got to give Brother Wiggins some preaching time, folks. The guy's just got preaching him. And anyway, we need to give him some preaching time. So we'll be doing that this year. So anyway, we're covering some of these things. We live in a changing time, but the Word of God is never changing. The Word of God is timeless. Jesus Christ never changes. Our God never changes. He changes not. We live in a time of relevance, or what is relevant, or what is, everything is, well, this is what I believe and that's what they believe. By the way, I've read in my own devotion this week, the Bible's of no private interpretation. And boy, we have a lot of people today saying, well, this is what I believe, that's what you believe. But there is a correct interpretation of every scripture. And somebody has to be right, somebody has to be wrong. And I'll hope and pray I want to stay on the right side of those things and not give in and make something say what it isn't saying simply because of the society in which we live. In the church, a woman's not supposed to usurp authority over a man. The Bible specifically says that. It doesn't just allude to it. It doesn't just illustrate it. I'm sorry, ladies. The Bible specifically says it. So our society today has chosen to do what? Ignore it. To make it say something it isn't saying. And that's what I'm saying. There are things in this day and age in which have slipped, have been let to slip, because they don't want to offend anybody. And if there's a day and time in which a preacher can't stand in a Heritage Baptist Church pulpit and preach truth, no matter what it says, then we're long gone. And sometimes preaching is going to reprove and rebuke. Remember that old verse over there talking about preachers are to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering? Most preachers have forgot about the reprove and the rebuking. They're all just exhorting everybody. And let's all love everybody. I said I wasn't going to bash anybody. I'm not going to do it. I'm trying to walk a thin line here. But you understand what I'm saying. We live in a time of relevance, but our faith should not change. Faith should be timeless. I'm not going to give you all this scripture tonight, because we'll preach on it next Sunday morning, Lord willing. But just a little bit of the verse there. Verse 13 says, "Watch ye." That's pretty easy to interpret. That just mentally says, pay attention, right? The word means be alert. It means be vigilant. Watch ye. Paul's just simply saying to this church at Corinth, hey, watch out. Watch out. What was the problem in Corinth? Well, there was a lot of problems in the Corinthian church. A lot of squabbling and schisms going on. A lot of effect from the outside influence and outside worldliness. Idol worshiping. Immorality. And Paul simply saying, and by the way, he called them children. That's going to come into play here in this verse. Many times he refers to them as babes or children and so forth. Listen, watch ye, be alert, be vigilant. And I'm telling you, in the day and age in which we live, we need to watch out. Watch out, be vigilant. Don't give in to, and don't give up and don't give out. In this day and age, watch, stand firm. That's the next verse. You know, stand firm, fast in the faith. That word stand fast means stand firm. There's some more definitions for the word stand fast, and we'll cover that throughout this year. The word stand firm, both are firm and fast are synonyms, and so they'll interchange. That's why our theme is stand firm. The scripture says stand fast, and all the scripture says stand fast. So keep that in mind. So standing fast in the faith, it means to be mature. It means to be stable. It means to be not like a child. That's basically what it means. Be stand firm in the faith. Don't give in. Stand your ground. Stand firm in the faith. Then it says, quit ye like men. That word quit means perform or act. It means, basically says, act like a man. How many of you men like that? Plays to our ego, doesn't it? He's basically saying, act like adults. That's what he's saying. Act like adults. Act like a man. Act like adults. Instead of what? Children. And I think in our instance, I'm not rebuking you that you are acting like children. I'm saying in the overall umbrella of Christianity today, we have a lot of people and a lot of entities and a lot of churches who are not acting like adults. Amen. I'm talking about in their beliefs and standing firm in the faith. They've given up. I don't know how many times I've had to encourage my children in various ways, and whether it's academics or sports or, you know, down to the very small things, constantly encouraging them. Come on with it, you know. Buck up. Pick yourself up. Quit acting like a baby. No. I have such a good one I want to use. I'm going to use it anyway. When Caleb was first in Pee Wee football, years ago, years and years and years ago, I'm getting old. We really, Caleb wasn't used to, and I'm going to, you okay, Caleb? It don't matter. You got to realize he's being raised in our home. He'd been raised and homeschooled, and he had already played baseball, so it wasn't like he was totally secluded from society. But football ain't baseball. By the way, I said ain't on purpose. Football ain't baseball. It ain't. And coaches in football don't coach like coaches in baseball. Most of the time. Football coaches, they like to yell. It's part of the game. It just is. I mean, you're going to get yelled at. If your football coach ain't yelling at you, he ain't a football coach. He's a sissy. Every football coach I've ever been under yelled at me. I want to be yelled at. But Caleb wasn't used to that. He wasn't used to being yelled at. And so we began to, hey, this is the way it is in football. If you're going to play football, you better get used to being yelled at. But the coach loved the expression. He loved this expression. And the Clarks will probably remember this one, maybe. Once I say it, they will. They know the guy. They loved the expression. What'd you do, put on your Barney underwear this morning? He's constantly saying that to them. I'm talking about like 8-year-olds. I don't remember when. Probably 7, 8 years old. Did you put on your Barney underwear this morning? And just constantly on them kids. You know, constantly on them. And there was other parents that got mad about it. I was just laughing. I thought it was hilarious. You know, them kids, they need to learn the truth. You know, keep at it, man. He didn't physically abuse them. He just mentally abused them. It was awesome. It was awesome. It's football time. You know, I'm like over there going, yeah. And he just said, hey, buck up, man. You know, yeah, get up. It hurts. No blood, no foul, that type of thing. You know, let's go. Let's do the play again. Quit whining. Get your bunny underwear on. Let's go. Come on. Quit acting like a... And I know in this instance it's kind of a mute, but quit acting like a kid. Come on with it. And in our faith, many times, people have given in and given up and given out because they just don't want to stand. Because it's easier to give in. It's easier to give in. I know somebody's going to take this wrong. But I have said it publicly before. Our church is talented beyond belief. The Lord has blessed us with talent unbelievable. Our pianists and organists and key player and musicians and singers. I mean, look what God has done for us. We could change tomorrow to a contemporary format and do a better job than most churches. There's not a doubt in my mind. And if you did that, you'd probably see a few more people here. If you could entertain better than the other church, you'll get their crowd. That's what it's come to. If you've got better, in fact, if you took music, oh man, I'm now beating up on them again. If you took music out of most of the churches today, there wouldn't nobody come. They wouldn't. And what I'm saying is, so many churches give up and give out and quit standing because it's easier not to. As I said this morning, it's easier to give up on soul winning. It's easier to do it. It's easier just to say, no more Tuesday night visitation, no more Saturday. I'm tired of constantly having to berate everybody and beg everybody, and I'm just tired of it. So we're not going to do it no more. It'd be easier to do that. That's what most churches have done. Well, our crowd is small on Wednesday night. It'd be easier just to quit having Wednesday night services. That's what most churches have done. Sunday night, crowds are small, and we're tired of it. Let's stop it. That's what most churches... It's easier not to do it. By the way, speaking of compensation for pastors, I would love to preach one time a week instead of three. If it comes down to work... Now, I enjoy preaching. I'm kidding, but... Some of these contemporary preachers just preach once a week. That's pretty neat. What do they do the rest of the time? Anyway, nobody laughed. I thought that was hilarious. It's a preacher thing. Brother Renz gets it. Brother Cox gets it. Brother Bandy gets it. A few of us, yeah. But it's just easier to give up. It really is. What I'm saying is we have to stand firm. And now I have gone more practical in what I've just said to you the last 10 minutes than I have doctrinal. Does that make sense? And absolutely, we live in a day and age in which the message should not change. The fundamentals of the faith are the same. They haven't changed. We believe in the Bible to be the inspired, inerrant Word of God. Our church practices, and we believe the King James Bible to be the inerrant, inspired Word of God in the English language. We believe in the virgin birth because the Bible teaches it. It's a fundamental of the faith. We believe that you're saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, His life, death, and resurrection. We believe in the second coming of Christ. He's visibly, bodily coming again. We believe in the fundamentals of faith. These are areas we should not give in, and we should stand firm in these areas. And these are areas we will talk about this year. Quit ye like men. Act like men. Act like adults and not children. And then lastly, be strong. Strong in what? Strong in the faith. Be strong. I think we have to continually examine ourselves as individuals and as a church and make sure that we are standing where we stood 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Amen. And that we haven't compromised. And that we haven't given in to the society in which we live in. Amen? And so we'll spend some time on that this year. We'll talk about many of these areas and preach them and encourage you. I hope that it'll be encouragement to you. Stand firm. Stand firm in the faith. So many people today discouraged. Maybe you're here and you're discouraged. Maybe you're just tired of this and tired of that and this and that. I just want to encourage you this year. And if you're ill-prepared to answer questions in regard to your faith, I hope this year we can preach to you and edify you, and you'll write a few things down in your Bible, take some notes, and that you'll be able to stand firm in your faith. We'll cover some very basic stuff throughout the year. And then we'll cover some of the issues of our day when it comes to churches, as I've already stated. We want to cover these things. By the way, we always need balance. And we can disagree without being disagreeable. Amen? We ought to preach the truth in love. And sometimes, because I was raised in a hellfire brimstone, you know, King James red letter edition, you name it. I mean, I was in that kind of church growing up. I'm not saying that was bad. I'm saying I was raised sometimes in a church where there may be just a little bit of a mean streak running through the preacher. And what I'm saying is I think we've got to be very careful as we teach our adult teachers and as I teach from the pulpit, preach from the pulpit, that we preach the truth in love. Right? And even like tonight, I may cross the line a couple of times. I'm not trying to, but I certainly don't want to compromise as well. Amen? And you wouldn't want me to do that. And neither would you do that in your Sunday school class. But teach the truth. But I love that saying, you can disagree without being you can disagree without being disagreeable. We don't have to be mean about it. We're just saying we disagree with them. We disagree with dropping the Sunday night services. I disagree with that. I believe I can show biblically that they're very wrong. I don't believe I can. I know I can. You drop a Wednesday night service, I can show why that's wrong. I can show it in the Bible. We can disagree with others without being disagreeable. And maybe that's where my thoughts have changed the last 3 or 4 years. I've tried very hard to be loving and kind to those around me. I have friends who are in those churches. And I love them. And I eat meals with them. And I talk to them. And so forth. Amen? Amen. And there are many of those churches who still preach the gospel. And in some instances, there are still people getting saved in those churches. Right? You don't have to be a Baptist to get people saved. There are Methodists who are still preaching the gospel, getting people saved, and even a few Catholics. And we'll be very careful in that area, but there's still, you can get saved from a Catholic Bible if you read the right portions. So let's be very careful. Amen? All right. I think everybody knows where I'm coming from. We need a balance. Look at verse 14. Let all things be done with what? Charity. The King James gets that right, by the way. It's not just love. Charity is not just love. Charity means love in action. Love in action. Let all things be done with charity. That means do something about it. Do something in love. It's not just loving passively. It's loving them. I wouldn't use the word aggressively, but loving them and showing that love. Demonstrating that love. That's charity. Demonstrating your love towards those around you. And when it comes to standing firm, We also need to be loving and kind about our stand. About our stand. Our theme this year again, and if we can get the slide up, is again stand firm in the faith. And I like the logo. I think it's really nice. Appreciate Brother Brandon putting that together. And again, it goes along with 1 Corinthians 16:13. But there are many passages in the Bible that go along the same wording, such as Acts chapter 14 and verse 22 says, continue in the faith. Acts 16 says, establish in the faith. Romans 14 says, weak in the faith. Colossians 1:23 says, continue in the faith. I'll enjoy preaching that one. It says we ought to be boldness in the faith. 1 Timothy, sound in the faith. I preached a message on that one years ago. We'll preach that one again. Sound in the faith. What does it mean to be sound in the faith? Love us in the faith. And then another one that says steadfast in the faith is 1 Peter 5:9. And so there's several passages that use the same wording. And so we'll look at many of those as we go forward this next year. 1 Corinthians 15:58, stand fast in the faith. So many there that we can allude to and preach on. And so this again will have to deal with us growing together, learning, being edified. It has to do with us knowing again what we believe, and but also know why we believe it. We have a new song. Is that next? New song. Brother Wiggins is going to come. I think Mr. Bird is going to play it. And a chorus, and it has verses to it written by Brother Wiggins.
You'll see it's got three verses. The chorus is down there, so we'll sing it through. The ladies play, and we'll sing through it a couple times, just kind of get you used to it. We'll sing this every Sunday morning, so when the battle rages on.
Appreciate Brother Wiggins putting that together, and yes, we are going to put it on the screen every Sunday, and I hope that doesn't offend anybody, and just much easier. I absolutely believe the Bible. Again, we know that the message should not change, right? I don't think the method should change. I think it's still the method of winning people to Jesus is the same as it's always been. It's not through leaflets like we do some of that. It's still two by two, getting out, visiting, knocking doors. That's how the method is to reach people for Jesus Christ. By the way, that method's a lot harder than entertaining people. Because it requires a lot more work. But the means do change. And we can use technology. And putting songs up on the screen is not Satan. You say, preacher, you're doing away with hymns? As long as I'm ever pastor here, we'll never do away with the hymn book. Hymn books are going to be there in the deal. We're primarily always going to sing hymns. Don't ever think that we're not We're not changing nothing. It just means every once in a while there might be something up on the screen and you might have to look at it. I personally like to sing notes. So I like to look at a hymn book when I'm singing. Right? But if you don't sing notes, then you don't have to have a hymn book. Amen, Brother Doyle. I like, when I'm singing, I enjoy trying to sing bass with all the other bass singers. And I just enjoy trying to follow the notes and sing that way. So anyway, we're not changing anything, but I don't believe it's wrong to put something up on the screen. I think we're fine. And you can send me emails. We can disagree without being disagreeable. Amen. All right. But again, I really like the chorus. We look forward to singing it every Sunday. Stand firm in the faith. And then if we could, if the teenagers are supposed to pass out the calendars, and actually I need one.